Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
This is the Financial Flight Plan Podcast. Walter Storholt with you today alongside Tim Estes. He is, of course, a certified financial planner and investor coach at Estes Financial Services, helping guide you and me each week here on the podcast through some of the things that we need to be thinking about, some of the things that need to be on the forefront of our minds when it comes to planning for retirement and for our financial future. And if you're here in the Metroplex, it's really important to be keeping your eye on these kinds of things. And you can always come in and meet with Tim and the team if you have questions. 817-444-8402, your number to call. Today we're talking about blind spots, financial blind spots to be specific. And most retirees and pre-retirees have these blind spots in their retirement plan. These are the things that, like the person next to you on the highway that's kind of lurking in that blind spot, you never knew that they were there, but you certainly need to be thinking about them, and you do need to be aware that there, you know, might be danger or might be an obstruction in your path. And so we need to kind of look at the same way at some of these things in the financial world. And I want to see why these things exactly cause problems for us and why they're not so apparent. And one good example, Tim, is inflation. It's on a year-by-year basis, not that big of a deal on our financial plans, but over time, inflation can have some insidious effects, and we've got to keep it on our minds.
Absolutely. You know, I was meeting with a client the other day, and I kept saying, we got to worry about inflation. We got to worry about inflation. They go, hey, inflation's not any big deal. You know, it's only running around 3%. It's been very tame. And I go, well, let's think about that for a moment. You probably remember, and I know I certainly remember, back around 1980, Jimmy Carter was president. Inflation was running 17%. Oof. And how do I remember this so fondly? It's because I was buying my first home at my first duty station, and I was lucky to get a mortgage at 12% interest, and that was because I used my VA benefits. So inflation can, and probably will at some point, come roaring back. And to the argument that the couple had about inflation being 3%, I said, okay, let's take a look at it. And I got my calculator out, and I said, okay, let's just say it's a nominal 3%. He goes, yeah, that's about right. 3% works well. And you need about, $5,000 a month for income? He goes, yeah, that's about right. And you're 65, correct? Yep, 65. And I said, all right, so 20 years from now, and I've plugged it all in, with 3% inflation, do you have any idea to keep the same spending, what you're going to need in income? No, I don't know, maybe $6,000-$7,000. I go, no, you're off by a bunch. You're going to need $9,000 a month at 3% inflation after 20 years. So by the time you're 85, you need an income stream of $9,000 a month to keep the same spending and buying power that you had at $5,000 a month. Inflation is very insidious, and people don't take it into account.
Yeah, it's huge, and I don't know why it gets overlooked. I mean, I guess it's just because we're really good at feeling things that impact us right now, and then we kind of forget over time that those things, you know, that the effect wears off. And I guess if we've shaken off the effect of what happened to our portfolios in 2008, then remembering inflation back at the 17% range, well, that's long in the rearview mirror. So we start to kind of feel like, well, that's never going to happen again, so I don't need to worry about it. But really, it's the opposite. Something else that's a financial blind spot for many: the fact that medical costs are increasing at an even faster rate than inflation. Now, as you said, inflation's low right now, so that's not as impressive. But now just imagine if inflation starts to really increase, medical costs are going to get out of control if something isn't done. So we've got to be sure to prepare for that.
Well, what a lot of people fail to realize is Medicare doesn't cover everything. You know, so you're going to have a Medicare supplement, if possible, or some other type of insurance to supplement Medicare. And in fact, there's been several companies that have done studies, and they have found that a couple 65 years old today will need to spend out of their own pocket. We're not talking about bills or anything. We're talking money out of their own pocket, close to $250,000 in their lifetime on extra medical expenses that aren't covered by Medicare or any kind of insurance. And that's pretty daunting. $250,000, $250,000 that you need to have or be thinking about having set aside just for medical expenses. So it's something that is very real, because think about it. When you retire, you're getting older. And as you do get older, the health starts to fail a little bit. And all it takes is one major event and you hit that $250,000 level pretty darn quick. So one of the things that people fail to think about is the blind spot of the medical costs. And it goes hand in hand also with long-term care. People think, oh, well, I'll just stay at home. You may not be able to. So, and Medicare, believe it or not, people think, oh, well, Medicare will pay for my long-term care. Medicare does not pay for your long-term care. So one thing that everybody needs to be thinking about is the medical costs and possibly long-term care or memory care in their senior years, and be planning appropriately for it. And that's where we can come in and help.
Yep, another good example there. So inflation, medical costs, both financial blind spots to be aware of. Something else that starts to fade away in the back of our minds and that we don't think is going to have a big impact in the future, Tim, the possibility of tax increases down the line. You might hate that pinch in your wallet that comes every time taxes get taken out of your paycheck, or maybe it's every April for those of us who are independent contractors, or every quarter if you're prepaying taxes and those sort of things. But the possibility of tax increases in the future, something that we don't really realize the wiggle room that's there and the fact that those could skyrocket at any time.
Absolutely. And you just have to be aware that we're at one of the lowest rates of income tax in years. Back in the 60s, the top bracket was up there around 96%. Now we've got $21-23 trillion in debt. There's only a couple of ways they're going to get out of that debt for the United States. They're either going to have to tax us or they're going to have to use inflation. Both of them are bad for retirees. We've already talked about that. Or we're going to end up with a bankrupt country. I don't see that happening. So it comes back to taxing us. Well, I suspect tax rates are going to go up. And it doesn't matter whether you're retired or if you're still employed, if the tax rates go up, it's going to affect you and hit your wallet and definitely impact your bottom line. And for a retiree being on a fixed income, that can really sting.
Yeah, and the sting is left for a long time if it's something that you didn't prepare for. So, Tim, if somebody's listening today and they're saying to themselves, oh, man, I'm committing some of these violations, if you will. I'm not checking my blind spot. I haven't been thinking about inflation or tax increases or even some of the things that we don't have time to get into today, like RMDs, those required minimum distributions, or future market downturn. If the plan isn't built to withstand these kinds of things, how do you delve into it? How do you make sure that these get covered and discussed?
Well, that's part and parcel of what we do. We have software that we can take all your information and plug it in, and we can do different scenarios. Maybe you retire at age 60. Maybe you retire at 65. Maybe instead of you taking $5,000 a month, maybe you take $4,500. There's all these scenarios that we can play with and that we can work with and find a plan that works for you, taking into account inflation, taking into account taxes, taking into account the medical, and all these different things. We can build a plan that is specific for you and run thousands of scenarios using the software and the computer so that we can pretty much tell you, hey, you've got a 98% chance you're never going to run out of money. Or on the reverse of that, we may go, hey, it's not looking too good. You got a 50-50 chance you're going to run out of money. Maybe we need to make some changes. Maybe you need to work another year or two or cut back on your spending. And these are all things that we can help you with and discuss with you so that you don't just go in with a blind spot towards your financial future and retirement.
these are the things that you've got to be aware of, and it's very helpful having an investor coach, a certified financial planner on your side. And if you don't have Tim Estes in your court and his team at Estes Financial Services helping you get from point A, your working years, to point B, your retirement, and point C, don't forget that, all the way through retirement, then pick up the phone. Give a call to Tim. 817-444-8402 is the number. 817-444-8402, and always online at estesfinancial.net. Don't forget to join us for our next podcast, a special edition of the Financial Flight Plan, where we'll answer some of your questions. We call it the mailbag. That'll be coming up on the next podcast, so be sure to tune in for that. For Tim Estes, I'm Walter Storholt, and we'll talk to you next time on the Financial Flight Plan.
Securities offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.